Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with all of you today on this very intense Scorpio full moon and 1-2 day over at 1-2listen.com. I've had a busy morning of readings, and I'm super in the flow, and I love the psychic energy. I see that Scorpio full flower moon brings. I have a smile on my face because I'm with all of you, and it is a bit, you could tell it's Scorpio moon, not only because I love it because it rules my third house. So I definitely feel like I could, feel things. I'm definitely in my feelings right now with all of you. But it's intense and it's dark and gloomy here. So it feels like a Scorpio day and thunder. We have some thunder and lightning. I'm safe, so no problem there. But it definitely fills the vibe, you know, of some of the things that I want to talk about with you before we get going. I will also say that I'm excited to venture up to the Northeast to see my mother this week. I'll be gone for some days, a few days, but not many. I will be having a little place on the beach, so I get to do readings with you guys over at 1-2listen from the beach in certain segments of time. And I'll be really, really excited about that because the energy, if I'm on the East Coast and I'm staying on the East Coast near the water, I'm perfectly content. And I know you all will realize this over time, and I'm sure many of you already have. You know, when location astrology was created, they made no joke about it. And it definitely resonates. And as long as I'm on that line, you know, whether I think it's Jupiter, Venus, I have some good lines on the East Coast here. And as long as I stay straight north, I'm okay. Anything west, and I have to really watch my energy and correct it along the way. But going north, I'm definitely in the flow. So I'll be so happy to be with you. I'm here for 1-2 day, of course, over at 1-2listen.com. It is a great time to have a reading, especially with the Scorpio energy, because what Scorpio does is uncover some of the depth that we carry. It also uncovers a lot of, perhaps we want to reveal some fear. Speaking of which, Mark, I know, so graciously announced that I will be coming to YouTube, and that is true. As soon as I get back and situated again, back in the home office here, I'll definitely start joining everyone there. Serena will lead my way, so I'm grateful for her for that, and I'll be really looking forward to it. So once we make a decision, I want to talk about this to go into a little of the layers today with all of you before I start taking some psychic questions in the chat room. Once we make a mental decision, and I'm sure many of you know and understand the same thing. How many of you actually have to make that decision mentally before you're able to carry it out? Or do you just kind of wing it and go with it, or maybe just jump into it? I have to have like this big, I guess, Virgo rising, this big preparation time, you know? Okay, I mentally prepare, and then I go through all these things, and then I do the rituals, and then I really get moving along with it until it arrives, you know. And I've had to do this many times over for many things, and I'm sure some of you as well know what I'm talking about. And the key is, I think, to remove some of that fear. I think Scorpio can dig deep and definitely get to the heart or soul of certain situations. And so what I was thinking about this morning and what was coming through me strongly was using this full moon. I think they call, like Kat said, the full flower moon. I think using this full moon for a spiritual protocol of sorts. And if we have a spiritual protocol, we could pretty much tackle anything and everything that we want to tackle. And I think tackling a task or perhaps a goal or a mission is along with or aligned with your spiritual protocol is really what is important, I think, in the scheme of starting anything or setting any kind of goal you have for yourselves. And combining that daily ritual, perhaps, or that's whatever that spiritual calling, that protocol is, combining it with what you believe. And I say the God energy, the angelic realm. You know, if God is first or your higher power is first and the angels and your guides, and you believe me, that veil is thin through this cycle. You are going to feel it right now. I'm sure many of you are dreaming or perhaps getting some messages from your loved ones from the other side as well. And the depth of it is present. I had a beautiful owl almost literally hit me on the head last night. I'll try to post it later, or it's over actually on my story still today, but I could tell that's part of what the depth is, and it enriches that Scorpio moon, full moon energy. It's reminding you, hey, you do have a depth. You do, all of you here listening, you have a protocol that you can pull from your resource bank at any given moment to really go into what it is you expect, what God expects for you, or the universe expects for you, and how the angels respect everything that you're trying to manifest. And with that bit of respect that you have from your angelic realm or your guide, your guides, your whoever you feel you're called to. So many of us have different words now and interpretations of what we like to use through our own spiritual protocol. And so we want to reach to the highest layers of what we know we can access. And with that being said, or I want to say with the Scorpio energy, I always say you better dig deep, you know, it can definitely bring out the best. And also I want to scope out, I love this. Lara says she has a Capricorn rising. She scopes out all the possible outcomes and how I'd respond, then move ahead. I actually love that piece. And I also remember, these are the things. We have all these spiritual gifts within us and all of these perhaps skills, tools, whatever you want to call them, blessings, gifts, rewards, whatever. So we have this, we know if we go to the universe and we go to what we believe is a piece of us or what we're part of, we know somebody's listening. And how many of you had proof that somebody was listening? How many of you, Ginger, I know you did. Jim, I'm sure you have. Jean, I'm sure you have. Ms. Perez, I'm going to get to your question today, no doubt, first and foremost. My godson's in the room. I know he hears. He has that ability to hear. But sometimes when we're hearing what the messages are and that clairaudience is kicking in, it's actually the universe speaking to us and projecting back some of what I hear people doubt that. This is where that seed of doubt comes in and says, you know, oh, am I really hearing this? Or the universe is bringing it back to you because you're kind of, it works in tandem. You're working together, you know, where maybe your thoughts are creating these things that you're hearing back, and it's a give and take. But nevertheless, you have the universe listening to you at all times. You also have the eyes watching you at all times. How many of you have seen things like go past your space, or perhaps look around the corner and you see a shadow and you know you saw it, but you didn't know what it was, that kind of thing. So we have people watching us, or perhaps I say people, but let's just say we have energy at all times and we know somebody's out there listening, you know? We have also, and again, the eyes know. So whatever is being projected towards you or shown to you in that energetic psychic way, you know it's again just coming back to what you're putting out. You have that level of forgiveness that the universe wants to bring you and only you. And shaking off some of this forgiveness brings you so much more truth. And I do believe that's also happening. You know, if we're carrying things like guilt or fear or shame or whatever this is, it can really hold us back from getting the messages we're meant to receive, the guidance that is out there in the universe as well, the inner peace, the inner joy. All of these things come from removing these chips of fear or these blocks that hold us back, whether they're imagined, whether they're created by us, whether they are excuses to escape, embracing something different, deflecting the energy, getting off our track. You know, we can use anything from ADHD to, oh, I was manifesting this, but da-da-da-da-da, you know, I'd rather put my attention over here because it's easier. Any kind of excuse we love to have and to hold. And the truth, and you know, the truth of the matter is when when we stop dealing with all of this in our immediate external environment, we really get to go into more of what we can't touch yet, but we know it's there. So what happens is we start making better choices because we start feeling more protected when we're tapping into the higher realm, when we know that something's out there, right? And so what happens is our physical healing happens. How many of you know with the seed of a positive thought, you can actually heal yourselves in a better way than you have ever imagined? Just perhaps, of course, you have to listen to your doctors or whoever your metaphysicians out there that are taking care of you. But at the same time, just knowing you could go above it. How many of you have said, have been told that something was wrong and it was going to stay wrong and you weren't going to heal and da da da, and you had to do this, that, and the other thing to make it happen? And then suddenly you wake up the next day and it vanished. Or over time, it's dissipated. Or in time, you know you're healed in a much deeper way because your inner and your external healing has taken on from a higher place. And so we have all of these spiritual protocols that we can do with consistency. And the bottom line is, the day, it brings you so much more wisdom than you can ever have on your own. And it also enables you to go out and be the very best you could be and really create. Instead of making excuses that you can't, it really shows you things that you can, you know? And I hope that makes a lot of sense. Let's take a look. Okay, we have some shared story. Pam, I love what you're saying. Good morning, Maya, to you also. Pamela said she begged her guides and angels for help, and her kids showed up and dug in full force and went way above and beyond. She's unbelievably grateful. I absolutely love that. I think a lot of what we feel about ourselves, we forget that it's coming from a previous place, and we're missing out on what's here and now out of some trigger from someone else, or perhaps we're blaming a previous situation on what's going on today when it has nothing to do with it, and we can recreate the now just by going above what we could see or touch or feel or hear or whatever it may be. Because once you start getting more consistent with your practices, you know you go deeper and deeper, and it really does benefit you day to day. So Pamela, I'm so happy. I hope many of you had a great day yesterday. I'm definitely in that mother energy, and lots of my eighth house is activated now, so I'm definitely going to focus on some of that, and I'm embracing it with gratitude, I can tell you. And I think that's another thing with this Scorpio energy. There are phases, just like the moon. It's forever changing, you know? And we know we're all affected in different ways. We all have different phases. We all have different focus. And yet at the same time, we're all synchronized and threaded on. And so you have to remember, just because somebody is in a specific focus or a phase doesn't mean your neighbor is going to understand. You know, part of this process and your spiritual protocol is because you know you have an entire universe that can understand you. And I think your odds are pretty good on remembering that. instead of expecting, sometimes people look at you, how many people look at you like you have two heads because you're going through something they can't relate to, or perhaps you're in a totally different mindset or focus. And to never really feel alone in what you're working on or what your challenges are, what you're trying to overcome. I see some of you here in the room that have overcome the most unbelievable challenges, and you're like flying into your seat, you're scooting along the way, you know, you're moving and shaking in the world, you're doing so many amazing things. And it's only because of those challenges or that those phases of focus that you had to overcome, you know? And so with all of this, I feel like even with the full moon in Scorpio, you have to always, always bring yourselves back to the now. And I know tomorrow could be better than yesterday. And you have to remember that every single day. And it helps. It really, truly does. Okay. All right. So let's expect it. Let the angels respect it. They respect you. They're always there for you. I know your guides are protectors. When you feel safe, you can accomplish anything and achieve anything in this world. And I think that safety is key. Let me just go ahead and also remind you that you're a little spicy right now. And I could feel it. I love Pamela, that you said that you can beg your angels and guides, because how many of us kick and scream, you know, and just, it's so great that you achieved that mission. And I love that you say it. It's so real, you know, I love that. And I respect you. So thank you for sharing that. I'm happy you had a great day. Where are you? Ms. Perez. She says, not sure, but I feel this full moon is heightening my anxiety. I think there's an intensity to it. I think that there is a, I don't know. Sometimes there is a, I almost want to say an obnoxiousness about it, you know, the intensity. And so when we feel deeply, our fears are heightened, or perhaps some of our beliefs are even challenged right now. And so we get anxious because it's almost like the veil is thin. We definitely know we have the universe at our disposal, but why can't we make something happen in this 3D reality we're sitting in? And so you're getting frustrated, and that's where I get the spiciness from. But let me see what she says. She's getting a little anxious in her apartment search. She's got some time looking for July, so hoping it'll work out. But do you see me being able to find an apartment? Things I'm hoping for. I think a heightened anxiety is natural with the intensity, or I'll say the obnoxiousness of the Scorpio energy. But it brings gifts and it brings blessings if you're moving with it, meaning deepening your belief and being encouraged towards your spiritual process, or like I called it, your protocol, and not fight what's happening, you know, embracing that depth a little bit. You're saying July. I'm feeling June, but let's take a look, okay? Which is a good sign for you. And I'm going to come in and take more questions, of course. All right, let's take a look. Here we go. You know, like the old, somebody asked me the other day, well, what actually works for you? Or perhaps what have you done make something happen, or how do you really make it work? And just like an old English class or a language arts class in grammar school, we used to have to do the penmanship thing and rewrite line after line after line. And honestly, that's what works for me. One sentence over and over again, just once. And I really, really believe in surrendering. And believe me when I tell you, this isn't, I mean, I think the Scorpio energy can help get to that place, but not without resistance or kicking and screaming. However, I really, truly believe that it works. But the trick is to surrender your will. And it's okay to say it like you're already doing it, even if you're kicking and screaming and resisting it. Because eventually, if you say it enough or you write it enough, I really do believe it works. If you write it enough, because they're watching, they're listening, they're seeing, you know, they're you're connected. The point being is that you have to get that switch, and all of you know what I'm talking about. It's like walking away from the pot of water and it boils over. It happens every time. You're trying to do throw your hands in the air thing, that, you know, Ms. Perez knows the same thing, but you are nervous, honey. I could see it. And at first, I feel like you're going to go after something that isn't great. It works out. You're going to have one disappointment before a very big success. And you are going to have so much gratitude for that disappointment. And I feel, because at the end of the day, not going through it. So you're going to see something, you're going to think that's the place, or feel like, oh, okay, I'll do it. It's not going to work out. Something, maybe somebody took it instead, or this kind of energy first and foremost, and then the outcome is amazing. God's rejection is our protection. I feel a lot of that. And I do know you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll be so happy. So I'm thinking even as early as the end of this month, Sun in Gemini, into the Sun in Cancer, which will be very good for you, okay? And I definitely love that. And I hope that helps. Definitely going to happen. Good morning to all of you coming in. Let me just take a peek. I want to say that Lori Love is in the chat room today. I'm just looking for, hold on a minute. Good morning, Lori. The Love Sherpa is here in the room. It's nice to see you. And it's nice to see all of you. Renee, good morning. You're never late. You're Denise, hello. I know. You know, I'll tell you what. Ms. Perez, she says it's a very obnoxious Scorpio, and it does get a little obnoxious because there's an intensity to it. And it is kind of funny. All right, hold on now. Let me see. We have some birthday girls in the room, I see. And I see some puppy issues, so we'll get to that in a minute. Patricia, you're going to be next. Today is her birthday, so happy birthday to you, one, two. Super excited for you. Let me take a look. I love when that moon falls on our day. There's something about it that's bringing you what you need to attract, you know, coming up ahead. And, you know, one thing I could tell about a pet peeve, and I don't know why this is coming up, if you have any nosy people around you, or maybe there is going to be a nosy person around you poking around or something like that, I can kind of see you swat like fly on the wall, you know. There's somebody nosy around, coming around. I don't know. but I don't think you like it too. I could see you straightening somebody out. That's coming through very strong. And, here she is. Taurus Sun, Virgo Moon, Taurus Rising. Push comes to shove it to get too much. Always call. Okay, I love that. All right, let's take a look. All right, here we go. Yeah, I would say that Virgo Moon isn't going to do so well with nosy either, right? But I do get that privacy thing about you. So, all right, that makes a lot of sense here. Let's take a look. I like Gabrielle, you know, however, any I've heard it pronounced both ways recently, so I want to correct. Takes offense to that, but in any case, I do feel that realm as well. For some reason, there's you there coming up ahead. You guys know they feel present, so I just want to bring a few in as we're. I definitely feel their energy today for many of you. Okay, let's take a look. Okay, she does him too. Okay, good. I'm glad. That oh, hold on now. Listen, I'm just repeating what you said. So I'm taking a peek here. We have some great, this is going to be a year full of options for you. And I love that. I do think we have to tend to a little bit of your physical wellness around your musculoskeletal system. I love that. I know you're doing some grieving. I do feel you have some guardians and protectors. I feel really, really good around your, your energy feels really good, actually. And I definitely, you're going to kind of kick ass and take some names this year. I don't think you're messing around. I think that's why I got that whole thing about and people out, because it really is coming through. But you're also going to have a world of opportunity and option, meaning you're going to definitely look at life and, you know, a little differently this year. You're going to go on some missions that you maybe haven't expected to. I do see you helping others as well, or making yourself more available to others. I think a lot of this is shining through you to be in service of some sort. You may get involved with perhaps even a charity or an organization. I definitely feel that a mission, you know, maybe helping someone else with it. There's something about that that come into big focus for you. And let me just pull one more. Okay. Here we go. Yeah, I'm going to stick with everything that I just said and broadening your horizons. And you know what? It's in your time. I feel lots of meetings. I do feel all of what I said and more, because I also feel like you're going to want to socialize more later in the year, and that'll be really good. But into next spring, before your next year birthday, I don't know. Things are going to be very different in a very, I want to say social way, but
it seems a little, I don't want to push it with that word, but I do kind of feel that. I feel like you're going to be helping people in a different way. And it's coming, it may be coming unexpected. You may not even know what it is yet, but it's going to happen. I definitely see you as a helper, okay? I'm glad that you have the chill. I love that. I feel like you've done a lot of digging and a lot of work this year, and I feel like it's very, very, you know, I know you're connecting, okay? All right, sweetie. You take care. Have a wonderful birthday, and thanks for being here and celebrating your birthday with us. Okay. Maya, was that the, Maya said she didn't get the job she was interviewing for. There are some job disappointment. There are some career disappointments, but you know what happens on the other side of the Scorpio moon? And, that moon's upon us now. So in the now, so I do feel we have some, you remind me, that you were interviewing with, and, because I had seen the men. And I felt like there was one coming that was better. Or is this something in addition to? I just want to make sure we're in sync on that. All right, let me just see what she... I'm going to go ahead and look at you in the meantime and look for your response and let's see what you say. And I have some, we have a room full of Taurus energy today. How about that? All right, hold on now. Maya. Oh, it was the three women, because remember, and I remember this because it's been in my head. I've been waiting to see. It was three women. I saw two men very strongly in your last recent reading, and I was thinking there was going to be another one. So let's look, okay? See what they say. I still see the masculine energy and something you're going to trip over. And feel really, really good about, with, I would say, a month's time. Into the summer. There's the other man. There's two men. I actually can narrow it down to a fire sign and a water sign, and I believe this is what's going to occur. I also feel like I wouldn't rule out the fact that some of this could be a little at home, maybe a shorter work week out of the home. And please come back and let me know. I do think it's going to take a tiny bit of time now because the summer looks great, but we're not quite there yet. We're still in that dead spring. So let's give it a month, and then you come back and tell us if something else pops up. There seems to be more self-starting energy around it, independent energy, leadership energy like this, okay? And please come back and show us. When the time comes, we'll discuss it, okay? All right, but I definitely feel like that block was meant to be for this. Because you're going to get to exercise better and more skills within yourself. All right, now let me see who's next here. And good luck, honey. I'm sorry that didn't work out, but I feel really okay with it only because of what I feel and see, okay? You know, sometimes there's a bigger picture, and we have our paths that have to intersect, cross over, you know, sometimes align, sometimes misalign, and we have to remember our divine timing, whatever we're fated for. Sometimes it's like what we're slated for, what we're fated for. Sometimes we want one or the other and we don't get it. Or we want both and it's not possible tomorrow. But there's always a reason, you know, we have to remember these things. Good morning, Karen. Yesterday I woke up feeling empowered and free to be who I am, feel what I feel, and love who I love. I don't need permission or acceptance from anyone else. I love that, yes, you have been through so much and there is nothing to lose. And I love that attitude. So let's move forward now. All right. Ms. Perez just said, Karen, thank you for sharing that. I'm going to come back to you in a moment. That actually happened last week. I saw the perfect apartment. It was too late. The lease got signed. Okay. Believe me when I tell you, you will have an even better opportunity for an apartment, okay? Or something may have happen or something, and they can drop off or decide not to, or something occurs or blah, blah, blah. I'm not ruling that out, but it's that whole God's rejection for protection. And I do think you're going to have the perfect place, okay? Where's my other birthday girl? All right, Lara, let's take a look at you. Okay, so I actually feel great about your year, specifically into the month of September. And I feel like you're going to have some wishes coming true this year. That's going to be your word, wish. I definitely feel that. But I'm also feeling some physical, I think your physical body is going to have a bit of an overhaul. Now, I don't mean that in a way that I'm not trying to scare you, and I'm certainly not a physician or a doctor, but I do feel you're going to get like a tune-up, you know what I mean? A physical tune-up for the year as well. And I do feel you're going to resolve certain things that have been going on. So I think this is very, very positive for some of your healing. I know when we work on certain layers of ourselves, and we have to, because this is where we are in this on this planet. I feel like we kind of have to put certain things off, and then, you know, go back to it. And of course, health first and foremost, but sometimes we need a little help or tune up like this. And now in September, you're all of these, which I love. And I feel really good about that. There's a release. There's a shedding. You're going to have some profound healing coming up. And I know you have some anxiety about some of these things right now, but you're going to fix it. It's going to be corrected once and for all. So that's a lot to look forward to, for sure. And I do hope that helps, okay? Let me take another peek one more time. All right. Yeah, I see a blessing coming out of the blue. And really, really, there's also some international flair going on here. Culture background, somebody you're going to meet with it, with some other worldly experiences, which is going to be really good for you, but it's going to be in the October. And I feel between now and September, you're October. Expand and broaden your horizon really, and come back and share and let us know. Okay, I have some puppy questions in the room. Lara, have a wonderful birthday. I want to, and these little puppies are like jumping at me, so I want to go ahead and refresh. I want to come back in and I want to look. I'm going to actually just make sure everybody's safe and healing and happy, and let's just take a look. Now, who was first? Somebody had emergency surgery. Okay, Jean, you're a puppy. Let me just take a peek. Anything I need to know? I think by Thursday, she should be bouncing off the walls a little bit, to tell you the truth. But I think keeping her calm and at peace right now, a little bit more energy every single day. Hold on now. I really feel good about that. Oh, yeah. She's probably bouncing, getting there already. 100%. I see a tiny bit of inflammation to be expected, but that's nothing. And definitely feel like there you something comfortable, you know, like a cozy blanket, or I'm sure you're nurturing the crud out of her, you know, but she looks fantastic. I'm definitely not worried. Just keep an eye on like any kind of swelling or anything. I know she's okay, but They are showing me a little inflammation, and I think that's to be expected with the healing, but everything looks good. Definitely cozy blanket. That's what I get. I don't know what that makes sense, but, you know, surrounded in luxury, she's doing fine. You're doing a great job. All right. Good luck. Come back and let us know. And if you're medicating, I also see something about that, you could kind of take it down a little bit, a little, you know, and if there isn't any, that's okay too. Make sure she's more clear every day. Okay. All right. Let me see. Lara said she did have some health struggles going on, but she's this last year. Yeah, you're really going to heal. I especially feel this by September, between now and then. I feel like there's one other helper, though, that's going to come in. And I, again, going back to that, those four little dirty letters of PTSD, or, you know, the current generation likes to call out our triggers. It's hard when we go through a lot of issues or challenges, especially in our physical body. We always want to wait for the other shoe to drop, or, you know, the bomb to blow up, or whatever it may be. And so I feel some of that as well. But you're going to be okay. No question about it. And even an improved version of you physically, okay? And you let us know. All right, sweetie. Mindy, let's take a look at you. I see this. A lot of energy around career, you know, Scorpio energy is definitely bringing it to the surface. And there are some, I do see some disappointment today. And Mindy, I'm going to take a look and see if you're on track from the last time I looked at you here, okay? I still see two. I still feel two. So let me just take a peek. You do stay optimistic. I know that. Suzanne, good morning to you as well. Thank you for being here. All right, let's take a look at Mindy, and then I see Laura. Oh, yeah, you're going to be meeting with somebody who is definitely more aligned with what you're looking for. And I'm going right back to that lover's energy of two, having a choice between two. Mindy, I do think between now and Gemini Sun, I mean, this it's a 6 month. The lover's card is coming through very strong again. It did last time as well. It is the outcome. So we do have to take a little, you know, time for it to show itself to you. I definitely feel good about that. You know, it also shows me right now, it's a misalignment just in the now, this recent disappointment. It was really a misalignment of what you want. I feel strongly about that, but I feel like the universe is going to open something up for you that's going to be exactly what's aligned with every part of you, not just one. So it's not a temporary thing. It's definitely more long term. Okay. And I do hope that helps. And you come back and let us know, please. But I'm definitely seeing you going to work in June. And I'm still sticking to that choice between two positions. You know, sometimes when they show us the lovers, they show us, you know, if plan A isn't working out, plan B is better. So sit tight. And I feel like if it's not enough money, if it's not enough, if it's too much driving, if it's, you know, too many hours, none of that's going to work anymore. I really feel like this is going to be a mutually aligned thing. And I'm not opposed to you partnering with someone either, especially because I keep pulling this energy. I do hope that helps. Okay. It's almost like somebody's closing off a wall. I even see like the dramatic appearance of this veil going down and this black curtain or whatever, and that's like over in the past, and we're closing that out and stage, like exit stage left, you know, pushing it aside, coming into this new arena. And this beautiful stage of life, somewhere you're going to shine and there. And so I hope that helps a lot. Okay? That's what's coming. Somewhere you can highlight your gifts and not deplete yourself. All right. Very, very significant. Okay. In the now, not the future. In the now. Laura, where did you go? Gwen, good morning. Thank you so much for your kindness. Gwen, you have some financial gain. I'm going to say that real quick just to send a little message your way. I definitely feel that there is a increase, financial increase coming, perhaps even a return on something like an insurance overpayment or something silly like that. But it's a nice, it's not a small amount. It could be a raise. However, I just see an increase financially and a really solid foundation around maybe rebuilding. When I say rebuilding, I mean your format, your platform, your financial stability is already existing, but then even more taking it to another level, you know, I like it. But I definitely see money coming towards you. Love that message. All right, now. I see a lot of media opportunities too. I don't know, for somebody who is really looking to maybe social media, internet, also what else? I even look at this like magazine articles. If anybody's doing any of that, tapping into these things, lots of opportunity there. Okay, let me go into Laura before we say goodbye. Look at Mika just to make sure she's healing. And I want to say thank you, everyone. Don't forget it's 1-2 day over at 1-2listen.com. It's a great day to have a reading and a really great moon to have a reading. That Scorpio full moon is extremely intuitive. It is definitely deeper than most. And we could really dig up some truth together, I'm sure. All right, here we go. I'm just going to check Mika to see if... Make sure we don't have any... Oh, yeah, you're fine. You're doing a great job. Unless anything changes, I'm good with what you're doing, okay? I don't think I need to go on from that, but I think you're definitely doing a great job. All right. I do see the spirit of generosity for all of you. Of course, lots of sixes and eights to watch out for, focusing on your sixth and your eighth house. Being dedicated to what you choose to do right now pays off tenfold. So please, you know, any kind of focus that you have that you want. You want to pay attention to what you're trying to focus on with action. I really think it will reward you. And everybody have a wonderful week. Have a full moon. I'll see you guys. Okay, I'm going to go have some fun with mom. And definitely enjoy. So I'll be over doing some reading in chosen allotments of time. But just know I'll be back. I cannot wait. See you, Serena. Thank you so much. Serena will be streaming live today, so tune in for that. And everyone, please stay tuned for the amazing Lori Love. Bye, everyone. Have a great week.